The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 6th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, born near Durham, England, in 1806. One of the first to write and publish love poems in English from a woman's point of view, many of them sonnets written for her husband, the poet Robert Browning. It's the birthday of the sculptor and painter and architect and poet Michelangelo, born in Caprese, Italy, in 1475, who created the Pietà in St. Peter's Cathedral and painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel between 1508 and 1512. Also wrote around 300 poems, many of them love poems, written in the last 20 years of his life. In 1505, Michelangelo was commissioned to build a huge marble monument for Pope Julius II's tomb, and he worked on this piece for 40 years, as the Pope kept interrupting him to make changes and to give him other jobs, and the monument was never actually completed. Only fragments of it survive today. One of the jobs the Pope gave Michelangelo that interrupted his work on the monument was the painting of frescoes on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, which took him 3.5 years. It's the birthday of the humorist Ring Lardner, born in Niles, Michigan, 1885. His first book was called You Know Me, Al, came out in 1916, about a fictitious baseball player named Jack Keefe, a collection of letters that he had written. And it's the birthday of the novelist Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, in 1927, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982, best known for his novel 100 Years of Solitude in 1967. He lived with his grandparents until he was 8 years old, a shy boy who never liked sports, who started telling stories from a young age, started writing for a newspaper in Bogota, was sent to Europe as a foreign correspondent. The government shut down the paper while Marquez was in Paris, which left him without any way of making money. He said, "For 3 years, I lived by daily miracles. This produced tremendous bitterness in me, but if I hadn't lived those years, I probably wouldn't be a writer." One day in January of 1965, the complete first chapter of 100 Years of Solitude came to him suddenly while he was driving from Mexico City to Acapulco. He came home and told his wife not to bother him, locked himself in a room for 8 to 10 hours a day for the next 18 months, and wrote the novel. Here's a poem for today by Gary Boucha, entitled Ham and Cheese on Rye. I am an old man sitting on a sagging dock, fishing in the rain, with not a fish in miles. It is a perfect night for fishing. Droplets run down my glasses, blurring my vision. But there's nothing to see beyond the circle of light from the dock, anyway. I know they're out there, lurking in the weeds, hiding in shadows, waiting until hunger brings them out, forcing them to react without thinking, making them bite against their will. Like them, I feel the gnaw of hunger working. Like them, I try to hold off, stay put, keep from being like all the rest. But time wins out, wears down the will, and I reach inside my coat for a ham and cheese on rye. Gary Boucha, poem Ham and Cheese on Rye, from his collection Lines on Lake Winnebago, published by Marsh River Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.